Good morning.
We're continuing with this, the understanding that some of the challenges of calculating the Zmanim for Mincha and the Zmanim in general. And there's another issue which we have to take into consideration. So the Gemara gives us a calculation how long it takes to go from Olas HaShachar until sunrise. So let's work with a spring day. So the round equinox, the day is basically equal. And for convenience sake, we'll just make it very simple. Sunrise is at 6 a.m. Sunset is at 6 p.m. Chatzos is the middle of the day, is exactly at 12 noon. So it's a 12-hour day, and that's very easy. So we'll say, like we mentioned yesterday in the shir, that Olas HaShachar is 4 mil before sunrise, which means it's the time it takes to walk 4 mil. And we said the time it takes to walk a mil is 18 minutes. So 4 times 18 is 72. So 72 minutes before 6 a.m., before sunrise, is Olas HaShachar. Okay? Easy math. That tells me that 4:48 a.m. is Olas HaShachar. Now let's say, for argument's sake, we go with the opinion that Seisei Kechavim is 72 minutes, also 4 mil, after Shkia. So the time it takes to walk 4 mil after Shkia is again 72 minutes. So sunset is at 6 p.m. Seisei Kechavim is 7:12 p.m. Okay? The next question is, which we have to deal with, though, is logic tells us that these aren't set times. This, what we're measuring is a certain amount of light, a certain amount of darkness. When it gets a certain amount of darkness, that's called nighttime. Even though the sun is set, there's still light in the sky. Even before the sunrise, there is light in the sky. So how much light is considered that it's already daytime? And how much light is considered that it's already, that light missing, that's considered nighttime? So Chazal gave us a shear, that this is the amount of light. Now we would measure that, if we look at it from astronomical terms, we're saying the sun is below the horizon a certain amount of degrees, and therefore it cannot project too much light into the atmosphere. As the sun moves closer to the horizon, there's more and more light projected into the atmosphere. So we could give this calculation in degrees below the horizon. Okay, so maybe the 72 minutes is not a set time, but it's a measure of light and darkness. Okay, if that's true, what measure are we going to use? How can we measure what degrees it is? So we know that this issue of light and darkness changes based on two variables. The time of the year. Certain times of the year, the darkness dissipates earlier, and certain times of the year, the darkness only dissipates later. Based on the angle that the earth is tilted towards the sun. Number one. Number two, it depends on the latitude where a person is standing. The further north, the further south, the closer you get to the equator, the shorter the time it takes for this darkness to switch to light. I mean, it stays dark longer, and then it becomes light more quickly by the equator than it does, let's say, 40 degrees north and 60 degrees north, etc. So where are Chazal giving us this measure? So the Gemara, which gives us the measure of 4 mil, is specifically talking about Yerushalayim Pesach time, which is right around the vernal equinox, right around the beginning of spring. So now we can go to Yerushalayim Pesach time, go outside and measure the level of light that there is 72 minutes before sunrise. Now I know the measure of the amount of light that Chazal said is considered daytime already. Well, once I know that, I can say, well, that amount of light, to get that amount of light, in the summer, it happens earlier than 72 minutes. In the winter, it happens later than 72 minutes. If I go further north, that amount of light happens even earlier in the summertime. It happens later in the wintertime. So I can then take this amount of light and then apply it to anywhere in the world, any time of the year. But that does mean that we're no longer dealing with a fixed time. We're dealing with a time which varies from day to day and from place to place. So all of these are part of the challenges which we have in calculating the plaga mincha, mincha katana, mincha gedoyla, and also for that matter, the zman to say kriya shema in the morning, is the time to say tefila. If you follow the opinion of calculating from alois until tzeisah kechavim, if you work with sunrise to sunset, it's always very easy. You know when sunrise is, you know when sunset is. You divide that time into 12 portions, no matter where you are in the world, and you use three of those time units to calculate Zman Kriya Shema. Four of those time units to calculate the Zman for Tefillah, the Chachilah. Six and a half of those time units is when Mincha starts. Nine and a half of those time units is when Mincha Ketana starts. 10.75 or 10 hours and 45 minutes of those units, 10 and 3 quarters of those units is when Plaga Mincha starts. And then sunset is the end of it. So if you calculate that, which is the opinion of the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's much easier to calculate these times. You follow the opinion of the Magen Avraham and others, it's from Alois until Tzeis. There are many, many variables. So just for an example, I have access to one Zmanim calculator, which has, according to the Gra, one time for Plaga Mincha, and according to the Magen Avraham, it has 13 different times for Plaga Mincha, depending on which opinion you follow. So sometimes it's almost more convenient to follow the opinion of the Gra just to be able to have a clear calculation of when plag is. However, that the Gra's plag will be earlier than any other of those calculations that are being given. Almost any of those calculations are being given. So if a person wants to Makabal Shabbos early based on plag, it'll end up being an earlier time. So that's a little bit of background understanding of this, why it's so complicated. I hope we haven't overdone our stay in the world of math. And Mr. Shem, we will get back to the Chayyotim in the following year. Have a good day.